Hey, hey, it's Totally Tori, where no dream is too big, and we inspire you to run after that dream. Totally Tori's Tips to the Top. Hello, hello, it's Totally Tori here. We are back this week with another episode. We will be doing a fabulous interview, but before we dive in, if you have not hit subscribe, go ahead and please do so now. If you could leave us a 5-star review, I would love it, love it, love it. It will get this podcast out to more and more people all over the world. If you find value in today's episode, go ahead and take a screenshot and tag me over on Instagram at Totally Tori Armstrong and Facebook Tori Armstrong. All right, let's dive in. Today we are going to hear from Des. Desiree is East Coast queen. I'm telling you, she is fierce. So I'm not going to waste any time. Let's dive right into this interview.
We're going to dive right in. I'm super excited for the speaker today. Her name is Desiree, and she is out of the East Coast. I absolutely love Des. She is so, so inspiring. I've watched her take herself on this past year, and have been inspired in so many ways. She is, I mean, she has fire, she has passion, she knows where she's going, she has vision, and so I'm excited for you guys to hear from her. So I'm going to actually just pass it off to you, Des. If you can just start off telling us a little bit about you, who you are, what you do, how you got started in the business.
Yeah, thanks so much. Tori is someone I look up to so much, so to be asked to be here today is like huge, and so thank you, Tori, for having me. So I am a wife. I am a mom of twins who are now 17 years old, and I left the dental field in 2020 to go all in with Nu Skin. I joined in 2018, and I originally just joined because I was always that person. I always had a full-time job, but I was a hustler. I always had a job on the side, whether it was waitressing, cleaning houses, selling things on Facebook Marketplace. I was always looking to make an extra dollar. I wanted to be able to do things with my kids, whether that at that time they were 10 when I joined Nu Skin, take them to Disney World, pay for travel sports, go out to dinner when we want. I wanted to be able to do things without checking my bank account. So I saw the opportunity from a friend on social media who I did not even know. It turned out she was my neighbor, and I actually recruited myself. I'm like a unicorn. I saw her put up a post and I was like, I think I can do this. So I reached out to her. And it turns out we were neighbors, and I drove over to her house, and she was so sweet to literally just take me under her arms and teach me everything she knew about this business. And it's been a wonderful journey since then.
I love that you said you recruited yourself. So there might be something there, a little secret. That was me too. I noticed the opportunity right away and ran with it. And I know you did the same thing. So that's incredible. So we know that we've got fire when that happens. Okay, tell me over the course of the journey, how have you grown? What have you invested in? I know that you personally have taken yourself on. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so before joining, I didn't tell you this part. I was a dental assistant, office manager, insurance coordinator. I mean, I did all the things for my employer. So when I joined here with Nu Skin, I really learned that, you know, you have to invest in yourself. And the only way you're going to grow in this business is by doing personal development. So I've done courses, seminars, masterminds. I learned I never knew what visualization was, meditation was. I mean, I've learned all these things, and I'm constantly, you know, always just have my head in a book or a podcast or a new meditation, whatever I can find out there. I'm keeping my mind truly fresh, because if your mind is not right, it doesn't even matter, business or no business, things aren't going to go right in your life. And when I got my mindset right and dive deep into personal development, my business changed, but also my relationships changed as a mom, as a wife, as a friend. So I just saw so much growth with this opportunity, not just the monetary side, but personally, I would not be the person I am here today without joining this incredible company and these incredible women and them introducing personal development to me.
Yeah, it all truly goes hand in hand. It's the journey of becoming. We talk about that a lot. And so it's not just having success in business. You're having success in life. You're having success with your family. And so I love that you brought that up. What have you found actually, before I jump into that, I'm going to take you off guard here for a second. Do you have a morning routine? Do you do Miracle Morning? Do you, like when you do your visualization, do you have a specific routine that you follow?
So I've read the Miracle Morning. We're going to talk about that at the end of the podcast. I have all of his books because I do believe in the power of getting up early and really setting your morning off, your day off on the right foot. So in the morning, I get up, I visualize, and meditate. I read a book. And Tori, I actually read your post a few days ago, and I just started just this week after reading your post, writing down my goals every morning when I wake up. I wasn't doing that before. I was just visualizing and meditating, reading a book, and then I get my kids off to school and I go right to the gym. By 6:40, I'm out the door in the morning. I get my workout in. It's my first, maybe my first or second win of the day. And then I come home and dive into work. So that's what my morning looks like. I believe that exercise is a very, very, very important part of life. And I'm at the gym 4 or 5 days a week. I think that's important for everyone to do.
Love that. Yes, we have to take care of our body. And it does, I love that you talk about morning routines because, and second win of the day, that's awesome. Your first win, your second win.
Yeah.
And those goals, that is a huge part of my journey. That was a part of my journey to Team Elite, writing those goals down. I actually heard that from Eileen Williams early on. She was like, I just write down my goals every day. So, well, she's successful. That's what I'm going to do. And sure enough, you write them down long enough and you hit those goals. So what are three specific habits that this business has brought to you that you have taken on?
So the three habits would be investing in myself, whether that's, you know, paying for personal development courses, buying books, paying to be in a mastermind. That would be one of my habits, visualizing and meditating every day. And then a big thing that I've learned to do is to practice empathy and compassion and to listen better because of this business. I was definitely a person who was like, just go, just do the things. Like, I don't want to hear excuses or, you know, I just didn't want to really take the time to hear the other person's side of, you know, what's going on in their life. And now I think I'm a way better listener. I'm not a passive listener anymore. I listen. I let people get it out. I learn, you know, to meet them where they're at on their journey. It's not about me. It's about them. And I think that's one of the habits every day. It's so important in my business is just learn how to listen to others and zip it up.
I love that because learning is a huge leadership component that if you can have, and that's something that I have to work on because I love to talk. So I have to remind myself. And something that I heard a long time ago is if you allow others to talk, they leave the conversation. Maybe you said two words, but they think you're the greatest person in the world because you made them feel good because people love to talk about themselves. And so I always try to remember that because often people who love to talk like me, it's like we can go, but it's like just let them talk because they're going to leave that conversation feeling so good and so good about you as well. So that's good stuff. How do you keep yourself plugged in and focused on your goal on the hard days? Because I know we all have hard days. It's every day is different, but those days that you're ramped up and you're motivated and you're inspired, it's easy to go. But what about those low days?
Yeah, that's so great. I was coaching one of my girls on that today, and I told her she does this business full time at home. I said, you know, I'm home too. Not every day is going to be a holiday. Not every day I'm waking up with fire in my soul. So I make sure I have a couple things I do. I make sure I lean into my mentors or my uplines, and I just I'm up front. And I'm like, I'm not right today. I'm not right. I need to be called out. I need to get it out. But I lean into them, or I lean into my husband. He's a really great listener, and because he knows me, he's like, he'll call me on my stuff. And I feel like once I get it out to him, I can like get it out and move on. And then another thing I do, which really, really, really helps, like if you're in a funk, is I'll just go for a walk or stand outside when the sun's out and let the sun hit my face. It's incredible. I really do truly believe there's a lot of energy in the sun. And if you can just go out there and connect with Earth, Mother Nature, whatever you, the divine, whatever you want to call it, let that sun hit your face for 5-10 minutes. It's like a recharge to your soul. So I love, if I'm feeling really, really down, you gotta get outside. And another thing, last thing I do every single day to keep myself, because in my house it's quiet and if I'm not on a call, I have something playing in the background. Whether it's a training, a podcast, just something in the background that I'm absorbing. I'm maybe not fully listening, but I'll get something out of it. So I always have some kind of personal development or one of our team trainings going throughout the day so it doesn't get too quiet in here.
So many great tips. And when you live north and you have those gray days and there's no sun, it's like you've got to get outside. Got to do something to bring your spirits up. And I'm same way. I love to go out for a walk. I did a personal development course once where they had us actually take a walk outside, take off our shoes and everything. You're like, get your feet planted on the ground. You will feel so good. So I often will go outside and do that same thing you're talking about, just walking in the sun, but taking off my shoes and making sure my feet are hitting the earth. So it does really feel good. Go ahead and tell me about a low point struggle that you went through and maybe how you got through that low point.
Yeah, so I had one of the lowest points. It was just last year I went through it. I had a really, really strong seller on my team. I mean, the volume that she was able to produce was incredible. We call it super sellers in our business. And I thought she was a lifer. I mean, she came to every event. I spent so much time with her, you know, not only on Zooms, but together, trips, all the things. And she walked away with a lot of volume. And I, as it was slowly starting to happen, I thought my world was collapsing at the time. And then, you know, all of a sudden comes a turning point and a switch and the lesson. And it's, you know, if you're in the business that we're in, you know, you want people who can sell and you want to meet people where they're at. But when you're building this as a network marketing is truly team building and building, you know, people. So, I was so low when that happened. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't believe it. It came out of nowhere. I love this person. I thought this person loved us and the business and all these things, but you know, it was her journey, not mine. And, you know, you can come out of those things. But there are lessons. There are huge lessons in there. And now I'm grateful that it did happen because I needed to learn some things from that experience.
It can be so hard. And like you said earlier, we wrap our whole life into the business. So when you have a team member or a business partner, they become part of your family. So it's truly like losing somebody you care so much about. So that's hard, but there are so many lessons in it. Okay, let's flip gears because I always like to talk about the struggle because we learn going through the hard. But I struggled for years celebrating. Like I would hit a goal and then I would just, okay, hit it, what's next? And so I remember a mentor of mine really like slowing me down to be like, okay, did you celebrate that? How did you celebrate? What did you do? Let's talk about, tell us a time that you've hit a great achievement and how you celebrated it.
Sorry, you know, I'm so big for this celebrating. So I am getting better. This is not my strong point. What a question. I'm not good at celebrating. I'm like, go, go, go. But I am starting to slow down and just do small things, whether it's having a bottle of champagne with my husband after I've hit a trip, or I hit Blue Diamond last year. I have a whole spa thing that I'm supposed to go to, but we haven't gotten it on the books. But I do make sure, and I even brought this into like when my husband gets a bonus from work, or we are making sure to celebrate, even if dinner, champagne, something, a massage, we are making sure to do that, because if you don't celebrate even small things, the big things will mean nothing. So it's definitely something I'm working on.
Well, I'm going to hold you accountable and make sure you use that spa day. So those of you guys that don't know, Blue Diamond is the top of our compensation plan. So it is a big freaking deal that you hit Blue Diamond. So yeah. When we get off this call, you should go book that spa day because you deserve it. That's you. Okay, give us a tip. We're always working on building our teams in this business. And do you have any tips? Like, how do you build your team?
Yeah, so a few tips I would give is for myself, number one, you always want to be working on your personal business. As you grow a large team in this business, it's really easy. It's so easy to help others and to forget about your own personal actions, your IPAs, your income producing activities. So I have an accountability partner, and every day, every single day, we send a check mark when we're done 5 to 10 business shares, minimum of 5, but some days, like, we, you know, when the energy's high and the motivation and energy's good, we go higher, like, all right, 5 more. So 5 to 10 every single day. And then I make sure to do partner work with my team, no matter where they are in my team. I reach out, introduce myself, and I let them know, you know, if you want to build this as a business, I'm here as a tool to help you. So I get on the phone with my team. I help them, you know, learn social media skills. I help them look where to look for shout outs. I help them think of people that would want to join them in the business. So just really just holding your hand down and pulling someone else up is the best tip I can give, is really help others, because it's rewarding helping others. As soon as that switch happens for you, when it's not about you and it's about the impact you can bring on someone else's life, you'll have a lot more fun in this business.
Fun, and people stick around when they know that you care. So it is a let's talk about sales. What is your top sales tip that you have with your customers?
Yeah, so you know, I love to sell products too. I mean, that's so much fun. We have so many incredible things. My top sales tips would be, honestly, to turn this hammer around. I always preach to my team that people don't buy product, people buy people. People buy you. So I truly believe the more they feel like they know you, the more that you're gonna gain their trust and the more they are gonna buy from you. So I am every single day consistently showing up in my stories, on my regular page, and in my beauty group. And that means turning the camera around, lives, reels, selfies, even just a selfie. If you can't get to a live or a reel, you've got to turn the camera around and show your face, because people are truly, truly buying you, not the product. You can get products anywhere. I mean, our products are incredible. But they're truly buying you. They're buying, you know, into your family, your dog, your life. And they want to support you when they feel like they know you and they feel like they can trust you. So consistently showing up as your true authentic self is my number one tip. And my second tip is, because I feel like a lot of people miss this, is providing good customer service. I follow up with my customers. You liking the product? Do you have any questions? It has to become part of your routine to provide them good customer service, because in our company, we have so many other products and we're so innovative. When we come out for new stuff and you were a good customer and you didn't leave them like, oh, I shipped your product and then never checked in with you and, you know, only checked in for a refill. You know, people can feel when they're being sold to. So make them feel special, make them feel important. They're supporting you. You should want to check in with them. And when we have new products, it's not a hard sale because they know you're a good human who's providing good customer service.
It's a key to life, taking care of people. Yeah. Loving people like to feel good.
Yeah.
My favorite part, because I'm pretty sure you love personal development just as much as I do. Mm-hmm. So tell me about, you already showed us a little stack of books, so I'm excited to hear this, but tell us your favorite book and why it's your favorite book.
Yeah, so I went with, you must have been on Reading My Mind, because I went with The Miracle Morning. I must have lent out the original one to someone on my team. I do, on my team, lend out books. Someone needs a book, I have them, so I lend them out. So I think somebody on my team has the book, but I love The Miracle Morning. Everybody can really read The Miracle Morning. It is such an easy read. And I loved it so much that then I went out and bought The Miracle Equation. And then, since our business is network marketing, I bought The Miracle Morning for network marketers. And these, I mean, Hal Elrod, his books are just incredible. And he talks about, you know, setting your day off on the right foot, getting up early. And I truly believe that is a key part to success. You can get so much done when everyone else is sleeping, and get your mind right before you go into your day, before you get onto your cell phone, because things are gonna happen. Things are gonna happen every single day. Life is gonna throw things at you, but it's your mindset and your resilience that's gonna push you through all those things. And then spiritually, I'm a big person. I love Abraham Hicks. I listen to her on YouTube. She's amazing. And this book is Ask and It Is Given. It's incredible. It's all about whatever you call, you know, the higher power, spirit, God, universe, whatever it is for you. This book teaches you how to, you know, your thoughts truly do become things. And it's one of my favorite reads.
I love that. I've never heard of that. I just wrote it down, and I'm getting ready to go on vacation on the beach and plan to read a lot of books. So I'm going to grab that one for the beach this week.
You'll
love it. So many great tips. And I think my biggest takeaway that is, if you can win your morning and with your, you know, I love that you said that. You have a clear morning routine. I have a clear morning routine. I truly believe anytime I've built my business, I've been right on point with my morning routine. Mm-hmm. And you said, while everyone else is sleeping, we get the work done. You're not interrupted. I can crank out so much work in a 2-hour period in the morning while everyone is sleeping. So I love that you talked about winning your day. Okay, with that, any last tips that you want to share with us?
Yeah, the last thing I just would like to say is, you know, for 2 years, you know, my business was just, you know, kind of just steady, plateaued, I guess you would call it. I mean, I wasn't really advancing. My money was kind of the same coming in, but I was consistent. I was truly, truly consistent. And I think that consistency is the key to success if you want to build your, you know, your business. And on top of that, it builds your confidence. I was telling one of my girls today that the number one thing you can do to build your confidence is keep your word to yourself. And if you don't, it kills your confidence. So if you say you're going to do something, whether you're going to do, and it's whatever it is for you, it's not for Tori, not for Des, what is it for you? Is it 10 shout outs a day? Is it 3 business shares a day? Is it, I'm going to go walk for 30 minutes? Is it, I'm going to eat healthy 5 days a week? When you do those things, those wins stack, and then it just becomes so natural and such a habit that it doesn't feel hard anymore. But when you yo-yo and you do it 2 days and then you fall off 3 and then you're back off 4, you're killing your confidence. Every single time you get out of being consistent. So I truly believe that the most consistent people win. That's all it is. Just be consistent and it will pay off.
I love that. And staying on top of that commitment ladder. It's funny that you bring that up because I actually went through this today. Packing, leaving for vacation. I had so many things to do, but I've been telling myself all week because I'm sticking to my marathon training schedule. And I had the 5-mile run. I had the 4-mile run. And today, tomorrow's 3 miles. And today was the 9-mile run. So I've been prepping all week like, okay, Friday's my long day. I'm like, well, I could switch them. I could do that Saturday instead. Or, I mean, I am going on vacation. Maybe I deserve not to. And I was like, what are you doing? Absolutely not. Get your booty to the gym. Run the 9 miles. You committed to it. And I am so glad that I did because I would have felt yucky afterwards if I wouldn't have. Now I feel amazing that I was able to like do it, check it off, and get it done. So your word and your commitment, if you say you're going to do it, show up and do it. And I think sometimes we show up more for other people than we show up for our own self. So a lot of times I'll give myself little challenges just to see, like, can I stick with this? Can I show up and do it? And so I would definitely challenge people to do that. So those are some really great tips. So thank you so much, Des. So many great notes, great takeaways. I have a book to go grab when I get off of here. I just love you tons, and you're inspiring so many people all over the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Tori.
Bye.
Wow, wow, wow. Isn't she incredible? I hope you took as many notes as I took, and I hope that you found value because she is a fierce leader. She is absolutely incredible, and I'm just so grateful that she was able to share with us today. So with that, go out, have an amazing week, and I'll see you all next week.